Okay, the time is 6:03 and we are starting the meeting. This is the KPFT LSP development and outreach meeting, and I am the chair and the secretary will be coming on, so I'm going to just get it started. Teresa Allen is present. Melissa Bowie? You are muted, Melissa. Glenn and Tien may come on. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Glenn Etienne has requested an excused absence. He's going to try to come on if he can. Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Thank you. Kurt Gerdrum?
Right here.
Thank you. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
Thank you. Robin Lewis? I'm not seeing Robin. Oh, great. Yay. Thank you. Okay, Tori Mercer, I think he has stated he's not coming to any more meetings at this point. Rick Norris?
I'm here.
Thank you very much. Jerry Fowler? Not seeing Jerry. Nancy Sabaranaratomi?
Present.
Not seeing Nancy. Present, thank you very much. Debbie Smith? Not seeing her yet, but I think she's coming on. I think she has some people to take care of that are on spring break. Arjuman Mubarak? Not seeing him. Sandy Wyman?
Here.
Thank you. Matt Velotto?
Here.
Thank you. Rob Lee?
Present.
Okay. Is there anyone else that's on the call whose name I didn't call out? Okay. I did invite the new three members of the local station board, the newest three members, but I'm not sure if they're coming on. And what's her name? Venicia said that she would come on if I gave her notice. She'd like to start coming in. Well, that's great. So I assume you all received the agenda. And I'm just going to quickly repeat it. Call to order and roll call. Two is approve agenda. Three is approve the minutes of February 3rd. Four is the development director's report. Five is report on recent and upcoming developments, which includes lapsed donors, major donors, and legacy gifts. So maybe Rob Lee can say something about that. C is rodeo. D is the Bering Hardware event. Six is upcoming outreach calendar events, which includes the crawfish boil anniversary event. B is Art Car on April 11. C is the UU Music Fest on March 21st. Kind of out of chronological order there. D is No Kings March, E is Juneteenth. F is Pride, and G is Amy Goodman. And I have forgotten the date. I didn't put that on there. Item 7 is new business. Item 8 is verify the next meeting, which is April 7th. And item 9 is adjourn. And at 7, we will end the meeting, and we can continue with discussion of subtopics or subcommittee, you might call it. So that's the agenda. Does anyone want to move that we approve the agenda?
Oh, I'll move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Who was that?
Tom Harper.
Tom Harper. Okay. Okay.
I'm in the fist fight going here.
Yeah. Okay. Need to beat. I'm not doing. Okay, so bear with me 1 minute here. Okay, through without objection. Okay, so the minutes. Anyone want to move to approve the...
Move to approve.
Okay, so Rob Lee moved to approve The minutes, any objection to approving the minutes? Okay, approved without objection. My spelling might be a little odd. Okay, the development director's report. So is Robin going to say something, or will we start with Sandy? Let's start with Robin. Now, I have just sent everybody Robin's report. Everybody that's on this call is on that list, so you should have received it. I'm going to quickly read it. A membership count as of March 9th is 2,723. Sustainer amounts 1,570 currently, which is 58% of our current total membership. Monthly sustainer's income is $27,065 as of the end of February 2026. The fiscal year 2026 has brought in $4,869 from lapsed phone calls. Car donations in FY26 right now is from seven donors. It's $3,831. We need at least 15 volunteers for the crawfish boil. And KPFT will be participating in the Art Car Parade on April the 11th. That is what is in her report. Did you have anything else to add, Robin?
No.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions of Robin?
Could I just comment? Robin, yeah. I don't want to make work for you, but when we get, for example, a report that our members are X, and I don't know if I heard it right, 2,700, would there be a way to put a reference on that and say, well, compared to last year this time, we are up or down, et cetera? How easy is it to kind of have some sort of yardstick or perspective to something like that?
The easiest way I can think of is to find March and 25, whatever I reported then. It's the software I really look backwards for membership numbers because it just changes practically every day. So that would be the easiest way to say what happened, you know, over the year.
Well, and I don't want to make work, but what I want to do is have statistics that have some value to this group. And, you know, even a comment, hey, it looks like we're up by, you know, 100 members or whatever would help us, or maybe a year to date or something. Why don't we think about it? And again, I don't want to make work, but if there is a way to, not have us try to remember what it was last quarter or something, that would be helpful.
Sure.
Rob, let me point out that every month you get a report and all the numbers are in the report. So go back through your email and you'll find what you're looking for, sir. Then remember, these are households, not people.
Well, and I understand that. My comment was based on having worked at other or volunteered at other boards, and that we'd have some sort of yardstick for slow board members that don't do something like that. Again, I don't want to make work, but if there's a way to do it, I just like useful statistics. So offline, I'm happy to talk to anybody, but I hear what you're saying. But you can't expect board members to think and do things like that.
Oh, go back, actually read the emails we send? Yeah, I know.
No, I read the emails.
Okay, good. Then you can go back to them and you can find out what the membership was on any month. It's right there. We're flat is the answer. We're not growing membership.
That is all we need. Thank
you. Churning membership, Rob. Yeah, we're churning it. We have to grow it.
Yeah.
Teresa,
oh, hi.
I just want
Jerry.
To, no, I'm so on. I'm on the phone, but I can't get my Zoom to come up on my tablet.
Okay, well, I'm taking minutes.
Oops.
Might be a little slow at it.
Okay.
So, Jerry, Can you say hello? Jerry Fowler's on the call.
Oh.
Say something, Jerry.
I am trying. Does that work?
Okay. Yes, that worked. Thank you. We're glad. Good to see you.
Debbie Smith present.
All right. So Jerry Fowler and Debbie Smith.
Yeah, Teresa, I have a question for Robin.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, Robin, how much did we were the donations for at the Bering Hardware store? Was there a count? Were they collecting, or were they just were they filling out forms, or were they just
Nancy. Nancy, can we talk about where that's on the agenda to have a report on that later on the agenda, specifically on the agenda. Let's wait on that. Any other questions about items that are not on the agenda? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had even households, the number of households like, once a month on the website so that the membership can see how many members we have. That might, if they think it needs more, they would, if they knew how much it was, how many people we have, how many houses we have, I think they would, if they thought it's important, tell people about it. Keeping it a secret is not really a good idea.
It's not a secret. Maybe at the next time our general manager has a report on the air, he can make some statement like that.
Well, that's not very often. I think, 2 months ago, general manager had a report for the year. But that's not very often. But if it's on the website, I think that's an important, very important statistic right there is the membership number. Whereas, we do put a thermometer when we want them to give us money. However, I think the membership number is just as important or more important than how much money we bring in on a fund drive.
What do you think, Sandy?
Well, number one, they're related. Because when people donate, they become members.
Then so put get both up.
If you get more money. So there's a correlation. The other thing is, some of this stuff, Nancy, we're not going to put on the website. It's in my report every month, again, in households. Every month. And the next
Hello?
Manager's report, the next manager's report will
Hello?
Be probably next week.
Well, it just remains insider's information. I don't think that's really good. I think people who, if they knew how few members we had, I think they would be pause. That would stimulate them to tell more people about the station. We have so many good shows, and we don't have as many, we don't have members. The membership is shrinking. It was 2,800 for the last few years, but now,
that's what it is now, Nancy. 2,800 households or thereabouts.
No, it's 2,723.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's
and if you.
Everyone's.
So we're down 300.
We're not down anything. It goes up and down in a band.
Some houses have two members. I understand that. But why don't we just say that and then put it on the website so people can see?
Well,
which people, Nancy? You?
Anyone who goes to the website.
Well,
okay.
Before they become a member, they would probably want to go to the website and see and make a judgment on what is there.
Right.
Well, I think we all want to do everything we can to embrace members, make them feel that they are part of a vital organization. And any way to express the enthusiasm of our members, any way to express what motivates them, what they enjoy. We probably, Nancy, you and I need to look at the Facebook a little bit more, which I think is more of a group interaction, right? Because I think what you're saying is you like a little bit more interaction. You like to feel that people have a little bit more of a sense of the activity of the members.
Well, membership is like number one problem of Pacifica right now. We're shrinking. That is a very, very serious problem.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that these figures, people could, they would inspire people to give more or to join, or I think we ought to have this discussion, on the agenda at the next meeting. Rob, let's you and I come up with a couple questions that we can send out to the members of this committee, and so we can have a discussion at our next call.
Good idea, and I'm happy to volunteer.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Who is that? Who's meeting? Oh, it's Anissa. Anissa, I could not hear what you said.
Oh, not me.
Okay. All right, whoever that was. All right, next item on the agenda. So that was the director's report. We're now going on to upcoming development events. I have not scheduled our lapsed donor. I was kind of involved in the election, and I'm sure some of you were also. And I will be calling in the crew probably, if not this week, the week after. I'm not sure I can squeeze it into this week. So maybe touch base with me if you can, if you want to work with lapsed donors. Next item, major donors / legacy gifts. Rob, do you have anything to report?
For example, on legacy, it is something that is a long-term opportunity for us. So we've made a couple of commercials. We're talking to some people about things. Really, all of the board members should be doing this. You know, what we ought to do is, as we talk to people, we should say, hey, as we get somebody that really loves KPFT, have you thought about putting us in your will? Have you thought about, you know, naming us as a beneficiary to your IRA or your, some other type of account that would have the ability to name KPFT? So, again, we have started this. We're trying to get some information out to listeners, but really it's our opportunity to do that. And I'll just give a good example. It won't pay off unless I shoot the guy. But I have a fella that named us in his will. He's 76. You know, he's kind of a not great health, but he's listened to KPFT, you know, probably since the inception. And when we were talking about, you know, what he wanted to do, he was working on his will at the time and decided to name KPFT for a $10,000 donation. So it's that simple. You know, it really takes all of us as we get out there. If we get somebody that we sense might have, you know, some ability to do something like this, we should bring it up to them and make sure, just like their universities are doing every month or every quarter, we want to make sure this is what we're all talking about. It's a board-wide effort. So that would be my thoughts on that. Any questions or anything I can help with?
I have a couple questions. Maybe Sandy or Robin, do we have a tally of approximately how many people we think have put us in their will?
Robin is working on that. I brought that up and discussed about how I've seen it done at other organizations. Many people don't tell us, but it's one of those things that we need to develop a better plan to be able to follow this. You know, it's a problem at all organizations, especially a skeleton thin group like KPFT. Robin,
do we call,
jump in.
Do we call those legacy donors?
Excuse me?
I would not encourage regular people to deal with legacy donors. That really should be staff's job, because again, they are sensitive. We don't know if they want people to know this.
I'm not saying that we tell anyone. I'm just saying, do we have a list? Can you tell me approximately how many people may have put us in their will? Because I've talked to people when I've called lapsed donors that said, I've put you in my will. You are in my insurance when I die. And I've given those names to Robin.
No, I don't have any really tally of those people.
Kind of intrusive, don't you think?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying frankly, frankly,
I'm uncomfortable with reaching out on a campaign for that, Rob. A lot of people have called me. I've had conversations on the office line with a number of people that say they're putting us in their will. One guy has a house and a bank account, and he's going to leave it to KPFT. Not to Pacifica, to be clear, to KPFT. But anyway, he's an attorney, you know, straight up guy. But there are a lot of people, but starting a campaign with this group or any other group, I feel real uncomfortable with that. It's a bad image.
I agree. Universities guard this information, like Fort Knox.
Yeah.
My suggestion would be we work towards having a database, and that there be a dedicated group of staff, or if it was decided later. Again, why do universities raise so much more money than us? They have a more organized and, you know, ability to do it, and they have lots of money to have staff members. You know, it does work. We're not quite at that point yet, if we want to get there.
I get letters all the time to asking me to put me together with someone that would help me put their organization in the will, like Nature Conservancy or Planned Parenthood. Or, I mean, I can think of, in the last 10 years, I've received at least 15 different letters, and I've always intended to take them to Robin and say, are we doing something like this? Because we're not going to get the money unless somehow we approach it. And I'm never, Sandy, I never suggested that we have anyone see that information but Robin, but I want to make sure that somewhere there is a list of people that have told us that we are in their insurance and that we are in their will.
People say all kinds of things. It doesn't mean it's actually there, Teresa. So again, what are you going to do with this list? It's garbage in, gospel out. Got to be careful here. You're talking about potentially big donations, a house. That guy that gave that house to Larry's show in LaPorte that we never saw a penny of, right? We've got to be a lot more discreet than having this as a discussion in this or any other meeting. I'm sorry. So
I agree, and I would suggest that we table this motion, think about it, and think about ways that we can improve, and come back to the committee and at least say, we're thinking about this, and here are some ideas.
Well, there was never a motion. It was just a question. And the question was, does somebody on the staff have a list of the people who have said that they have put us in their will? And I would think we should.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we'll come back to that sometime, just to ask the question, because I think if we don't ask people, then a lot of people won't do it. And we have so many people that consider themselves right there at the founding of the station, and we need to kind of ask around and kind of plant, not ask around, plant the idea of, oh, oh, we have somebody that's put us in their will, just so they consider that too. And a lot of people feel so feel fondly enough about KPFT that they would want to do that. Okay. Love you guys. But thank you, Rob. Thank you. So are you thinking of doing some sort of little, not video, but
there are campaigns going on right now that are on the air.
Okay, thank you. All right, Debbie.
Let us follow up on that. But yeah, we've got cards or whatever you want to call it that are out there, and we need to review what's on our website. And again, part of it also is training board members, because there's, I don't even know how many, 24 of us. Our job is to bird dog these people and really get the word back to Robin. Hey, I've got a lead. We really need to bring this information to Robin. That's the best thing we can do, and be comfortable enough. And if we wanted to have a 10-minute session or a 5-minute session on how we could do this, and maybe I could do an email that would go out to people. You know, we just have to be able to kind of find these people and really ultimately get them to Robin and staff to be able to bring it home.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. I really appreciate you being here. Debbie, did you want to report on the rodeo?
Yeah,
what you intended to do?
Yeah, I got some emails that I can give to I'll give to Robin or whoever, but I also passed out the cards that we, you know, that has the barcode thing on the back, and I had so then they can check out the station. I had KPFT playing, and I don't remember what show was playing a lot of really good country music, which they liked, you know, representing the Black history. You know, a lot of them are like so busy doing their horses and all that, which I really was shocked that they, you know, even when we were sitting in our little group, but they were all asking me all kinds of questions. So I think that, I might have some good possibilities in that little group to get some donations coming in. Cause I told them we were in fun drive, but they weren't going to stop and do that because they were all geared on, you know, the rodeo stuff. So I think I got a little bug in everybody's ear. So I was happy with it.
So. And you collected some emails that people want to be on our email notification list.
Yes. Right. Cause they wanted to, get more information too. But
what is our
listening?
What is our next, topic going to be of our next email that's going out to members and friends? Does anybody know? Do we have plans for an email to go out in time in the near future?
Yes.
Is there anything that will be featured in that email?
It's kind of a work in progress usually.
Okay.
Right now, I actually like the idea that Rob has, and thinking about the kind of letters that you get, because I get them too, saying, you know, put us in your will. Just putting a statement to that effect, in an email. Mm-hmm. Just basically, you know, if you're thinking of a legacy gift, if you're wondering how to support KPFT after you're dead, do it this way. I wouldn't put it that way.
We might have some historical pictures of people, you know, from when we got started that might be eye-catching that we could include on that. Say, look at these young people. They, you know, helped start this radio station, and, some of our people through the years have considered putting us in their will, and here's how to do that. Who's, you know, okay. Call Robin, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Robin. Okay. Thank you, Debbie, for your goodwill there. We always need to be thinking about, you know, adding people to our email list. Sandy, do you want to report on what happened at Bering?
We're on the air from noon to five on the first Saturday of the fun drive. When we were there, we had a square, but not too many people donated that way. We got some cash in a tip jar a little bit. Most of what we received was online, people just going on their device or on an iPad, tablet, and donating that way. So we had, I think Marlo was there helping them, and who else was there? Sandra Rawline was there helping out too. And a lot of KPFT programmers showed up. I want to say maybe about 15 or 20. And a good-sized crowd showed up, and Bering Hardware fed everybody brisket and cheese sandwiches. They were cooking the brisket on their barbecue pit outside. It was pretty good. And they had a vendor that was serving Bloody Marys and Old Fashions as well. So the broadcast itself went without any trouble. Rico's on the call with us, and Rico provided board op, and Howard was out there working his butt off, making sure all the wires, tin cans, and string stayed connected. So it was a real group effort, but it was very good exposure for us. We had a lot of people show up, and everybody was happy. It was just a really good day. You know, also, we did a remote from the Heights. Forgive me, I don't know the name of the venue. It's on 1701. It's a church, which is now the coffee house, what used to be over in Rice Village, moved up there. And they had a media day, and Clint Broussard did a broadcast from there as well. So we actually did two remotes during Fun Drive. Both were well received. And again, Howard needs to be credited for hustling, and also Marlo for helping to coordinate everything. So real group effort. And I hope that, scratches your itch.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of work, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you make it look easy. We know it's not. So thank you for reminding us of all the work that went into it. Okay.
Point of information, Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about how much do you think we collected at the Bering Hardware?
What do you mean collected, Nancy? Do you mean over donations. The web? Do you
mean, well, I mean
tip jar?
You said you had a tip jar and people brought checks or brought money or they did online.
They donate online. Even when they show up to an event, they pull out their phone and they donate online, or they call and donate over the phone. Mm-hmm. Not too many people are coming out with checks or credit cards at this type of thing. We get a little bit. We got about, I don't know, $300 in cash, maybe.
About 400, a little over 400 in various forms.
Thank you. In various
in
forms.
In cash?
Including credit.
Some cash, yes.
Oh, in the tip jar?
Yeah.
But that's not counting online, then.
No.
Okay. I just want to know. And then who paid for the brisket and cheese sandwiches?
It was donations.
Bering paid.
Oh, you mean Bering. Okay, because I go to that store sometimes. It's close to where I live, so I will thank them. I just wanted to make sure that I'm not thanking the wrong person. Okay, thank you.
It's Bering's.
And the coffee house,
Westheimer.
Were there? Yes, on Westheimer. Yeah, I know. The coffee house in the Heights, was it well received?
I was only there for a few minutes, and really it was a media day, and a couple of people from various media showed up. I was only there for a little bit, Nancy. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that setup was secure and there was no liability to us, you know, that I could see.
I see.
I was unfamiliar with it. When I walked in, it was all set up.
Enjoyable. Yeah, 15 programmers at Bering. For them, that's like a reunion. I mean, not really, but I mean, quite a few, 15 at one time. You don't see that even if you go to the station.
We're in Fun Drive right now, and we had a round of programmer meetings and had a programmer social not too long ago. And we're building a very cohesive group that supports one another.
Mm-hmm.
and they're friends with one another. And you can hear it on the air. And this is really important for a community station. You've got to have that vibe. There can't be a lot of, I don't know, infighting and sometimes friendly tearing at one another is one thing, like locker room jab. But, you know, all together, we have one microphone and one license, and that's what we're telling our programmers. And they're buying into it as a group, and that's a good thing. Makes the station easier to manage, and people are taking responsibility for their funding obligations.
Could I ask that you were talking about the HD2 telephone?
Wait a minute.
Let's set up. Did that ever happen? Or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Nancy,
let's try to stay on the items that are on the agenda. And if you have questions that you didn't get when we did the report, let's take them up in new business just to finish all these questions.
I'm not on the board now, so I'm only getting a report from Robin through this KPSD outreach and development.
I sent you an agenda, and there was a development director's report, and we asked several times if there were any more questions. I'm just trying to stick to the agenda so we make it through. Okay, so, and I appreciate your questions, Nancy. I really do. You think of a lot of things that, you know, would fall through the cracks. And I appreciate that. But, I want to get through these calendar events. Okay, the 56th anniversary crawfish
Teresa,
boil.
Could I just interject for 30 seconds? I wanted to review on anybody that is interested in legacy, go to our website, go to donate. Hover over donate, and you'll see a pop-up down about six different options. You'll see make a legacy gift. There is a write-up that I would say is 2 pages long. It addresses everything from retirement plans to life insurance, real estate. I would encourage every one of us here to review that, and if there is a need, we'll schedule time and get on a calendar and review this with people. But all this information is there, and Robin has this set up, and it's actually really very good. And I stop talking. Thank you. Please continue.
Thank you, Rob, for reminding us of that. You know, we might want to put something like we might want to say something about maybe say donate options, so people. Let's say if you're just doing research, you might not want to just press donate because you think it's the only option is give money now, whereas might want to say donate options.
Let's do this. Let's have some discussion on this, and we'll get with Robin, but at least we've got it. You've got to hunt and peck, but I would agree, and let us follow back up and move on our agenda.
All right, but between now and the next meeting, I encourage everybody to go hover over donate, okay? Go to that. Okay. All right. The crawfish boil, March 29th. Volunteers needed. And I think in our last meeting we took some names. Are there any people here who are wanting to volunteer? Can you reiterate? It's what are the hours, Sandy? Is it noon to what?
Well, the volunteer shifts will be probably, noon, even 11:30, 11 o'clock, and probably till 6 o'clock at night.
An address?
Okay, so the
607 East Whitney in Houston.
All right, well, I bought my tickets, although I have another function that I'd be at, I think, at 3 o'clock. So how many tickets have been sold, Sandy? Do you know?
137 so far.
Great. 137 sold, and you want it, was it 400 or what was your goal?
Well, it is what it is. It would have been nice to get 400, but you know, if we have 200, that's a home run too. So that's a lot of people for a KPFT event.
But 137 so far, that's good. There's still plenty of time. And do we have a promo on air that we're playing?
There's a promo on air that's playing. Yeah. Complete with PT.
Can you tell me who's performing the music?
Los Vertigos.
Some people will come just to hear the music. Can you hear who's performing yet?
Los Vertigos and the
I'm
Zydeco.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Los Vertigos and the Zydeco Dots.
Zydeco Dots, okay.
Renee Eardrum.
I didn't hear that. Who said something? Who said something?
What's up?
Oh, that's Kurt Gerdrum. Kurt, you need to mute. Okay.
I'd like to say something is just that if you're inclined to volunteer for this event, there's a lot of things that need to happen, especially before everything kicks off. Please let me know. Just email me, robin@kpft.org. Call me if you have my number. I'm really trying to get this number up. Right now I have 6 people who say they will be there, so need a lot more.
Okay, so you need about 50 at least.
At least.
Okay. Do you have my name, Robin? Because I'll call you.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
And the day before the boil is the 28th, which is the music festival. I think that got wrong.
No, it's the 29th.
The
29th. That's a Sunday.
29th is the boil and 28th is the festival. Or our festival.
Anissa, we'll be coming to the festival in a minute. They're not in chronological order, and I thought of you right away. That there happens to be another big political function that day. So I can't volunteer, but I will be swinging by, and we need to find some volunteers to work the table. So Kurt's speaking.
And we need to mute you.
I'm hearing Sonny.
We'll see about that. But okay.
Can we mute him?
Can anybody mute? Tom Harper, can you mute Kurt? Okay, whatever. All right. So is there anybody else on this call right now who wants to volunteer with the Crawfish Fest? Okay.
I'll volunteer.
Exactly.
Okay, Melissa volunteers. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Mute, Kurt. Kurt, mute.
mute. Okay.
Teresa, I can hear Kurt.
What did I just volunteer for?
I thought you were muted, Kurt. We could hear you. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Are you coming to the Crawfish? Kurt, are you coming to the Crawfish Fest?
Let's get him later. He's on the phone.
I guess so. I thought he was off. Okay. Tom, did you want to say something?
Yes, I said I could hear Kurt.
Okay, good. All right. Robin, I'll get back with you. And I will try to find some more volunteers.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. ARCAR, April 11th. If anyone has any ideas, I really would like to maybe we could do our little flyer and just do something, put something on there so it's a little bit more unique. Does our little square, Robin or Sandy, does our little card need to be updated in any way?
I don't think so. The QR codes just bring you to the website. I think some of the cards have go straight to Listen Live and also a QR code for donating whatever. As a card obviously is there to move people to the web.
Hold on, I got a couple kids in here.
To the website is what that is trying to do.
So I'll go ahead and get a bunch more printed up then.
I have a ton.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So I can just give those to you.
Okay. Well, okay. Will you be there Thursday or Friday? Because I have it off. I could come down and get them.
He'll be there Friday. Yeah.
Okay. I'll pop in Friday.
Okay.
Well, the next, Anissa, we can hear you. So the next event that we have that we might need those QR codes for would be March 21st. I will try to get them next week if I can when I come to make calls. So we can, or Anissa, are you going to volunteer to work a table, for, the music festival for KPFT? Not hearing Anissa. Okay.
Where is it?
One at a time. Anissa, did you say something?
Nope.
Okay. Anissa, are you going to volunteer to work a table at the music festival for KPFT?
What time is it? Where is it?
It's at the Wirt Road Fellowship on Wirt Road. And it's from, is it like noon to seven, I believe? Oh, I just happen to have the flyer. It's free. It's at 1504 Wirt Road, noon to seven on March 21st. I will try to find a volunteer to sit at the table for KPFT at that event. Maybe Kurt Gerdrum. Okay.
What?
Okay.
I'll bring you some cards. I'll go pick them up Friday and bring this out and drop them off at your house on my way home, Teresa.
We'll talk about that, Dad. Okay. If anybody else is on a phone or having conversations with someone at your house, would you please mute? Okay. So, does anybody have any suggestions for, let me ask you this. Can you tell me if you're interested in attending the Art Car and passing out literature at the Art Car Parade, including boards and getting people's names and emails for email notifications from KPFT? Is there anyone here helping out with Art Car?
And Nancy will volunteer for Art Car. But I have a question.
Well, there were two bags. Sets of bags that I have shown you. And
Anissa?
The other ones. And a lot of it was just plastic.
Anissa?
Membrane plastic.
Anissa? Lord. Okay. I'm sorry, Nancy. You said you want to help with the Art Car.
The Music Fest. Yes, Art Car. And the Music Fest, I have not heard anything on the air. Is there a card for it, or are this program is just telling people?
You said
March.
Talking to football.
March 21st. That's a Saturday.
That's right.
Noon to 7. Okay. And
that's a real good question, Nancy.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry. That's a good question.
I don't think they've asked for us to publicize it. They haven't asked for a promotion to my knowledge. It's nice, but I'm not going to burden the station at this last minute asking them to do a promo. Okay.
Put me down for the Art Car for sure.
Okay. Okay. Kurt, are you willing to volunteer at any function in the near future?
I thought I was already volunteered for the crawfish boil.
The what? The crawfish.
Crawfish,
yes.
Party. Okay. The birthday okay. party.
Did you get that, Robin?
Kurt and
Robin Lewis.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, thank you.
On this meeting.
Okay. Does anybody have any ideas of how we can maybe be more effective at the ARCAR? We have someone announcing it's Nuri Nuri, and we have a vehicle. Is there anything that you could need, that you need from more volunteers, Sandy or Robin?
The usual, you know, passing out flyers or cards, like you mentioned, you know, collecting email addresses, that sort of thing. I could see easily four people doing that before the parade for however long they want to do it. And then we always need someone, a couple of someone's maybe, to let the announcer know what cars are coming up. We haven't gotten that down right yet, but not the way I would like it. But if you're inclined to do that and you have about 2 hours to do that in, it's really helpful to the announcer to know what's coming because they can't see half the time.
Did we get a better spot this year on the other side of the fence?
We will know very soon.
Oh, great.
Okay. So now we're at No Kings, and I did put in a text to Egberto asking if he was going to be at that event and interviewing people, which I think would be newsworthy, a good opportunity to let people air their views. Looks like Sandy's looking at cat videos, right, Sandy?
That's what I'm doing. You know, we have a show with the organizer of that event, and he will be there. Okay?
Okay.
G2 show. And it's We the People. So he'll be at that, he's organizing the event. So KPFP will be represented that way. We're not going to put a table down there. Sorry.
Well, I would like to have people, you know, I never, preemptive strike on your part, Sandy. I never ask for a table, but I do suggest that we have clipboards and get people's names and emails and add them to our email list. Maybe even to give to the We the People show, maybe that they might want to interact with supporters and listeners to that show and say, hey, upcoming, we're going to be interviewing blah, 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 send out emails.
Well, one of the problems that we have is that day there'll be several protests simultaneously held or close to their temporal proximity all around the city. And so various people attend various protests up north, down south, downtown, southwest, et cetera, right? So we've been doing a pretty good job of getting reports back from each and every one of these events or when these are being held. Exactly what are you looking to do here with all this, Teresa?
Well, when I attended the Pride event in last June, and when I attended the Pride event in October in the Woodlands, I sent the email address information. I gave it to Robin, and I also gave it to Ryan Havlinka so they could communicate with people that are should be interested in the topics covered on their shows, on his show. And I would hope we could do the same at this event. Wherever I am, I can be gathering information for people, passing out the QR code cards and encouraging people to listen to Egberto's show or the We the People show or whatever you think we ought to promote at those events.
There's also Progress Texas, which is now on in the mornings, one day a week. So there's a few shows, and I'm sure I would bet my money that the producers or the involved staff will show up at these protests and they're gathering for themselves. I'm not sure that we can assist them with that. And I just.
Well, I would be happy to. I mean, if they can't be everywhere, and if we have people that will be at those events, I'm happy to pass out the QR cards, and also happy if I have a clipboard to gather names and contacts.
Well, it gets the idea of our shows out there, and so they can pull up our shows if they wanted to with that QR code.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
somehow. I haven't met the We the People host. What's his name?
Jesse.
Her name? J-E-S-I-E?
It's, yeah, I think that's right.
Jesse. Okay. All right. And who's the host? Who's the host of Progress Texas?
Good question. I got to go look that up. I'm sorry. It slipped my.
That's okay. Mind. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
That's a syndicated program. That doesn't, it's really a KPFT program per se. They've got a staff. They've got an organization. They're their own machine.
Okay. Well, I'd like to promote, Egberto's show. I love to promote the 8 o'clock Monday through Friday show when I can. Encourage people to call in and engage. So if any of you, is there anyone here that would like to pass out literature at the No Kings marches in various places? If so, I can get a clipboard to you.
I would like to. Yeah. Melissa Boyd.
Melissa, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll be downtown.
Also, since we're talking about shows, is there, mm-hmm. I mean, do we have room to start a new show?
We've started new shows.
Opportunity for them?
We start.
What's the procedure, Sandy?
We have calls out on the air. You email Marlo, pdkpft@gmail. You present your idea. You'll be asked for a demo. And then we'll review the demo, and we'll see if we have a place for it.
It's Marlo at kpft.org?
No.
Marlo, PD?
pdkpft@gmail.com.
Oh. pdkpft@gmail.com.
Is that a number two pencil, Teresa?
I'm sorry?
Is that a number two pencil you're using?
I don't know. I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. I'll type it. I'll get it typed in.
You poke and the lead comes out.
Okay, though. So,
Teresa,
yes.
I have a question about the music fest because I cannot find it anywhere online. Is there anybody coming besides us? March 21st, you said that 1504 Wart Road.
This
but
is
I
an
can't find it anywhere.
This is an annual thing that is done, that I've been to several times, and it usually coincides with the, Harris County Democratic Party convention. So just coincides with that date almost every year. And so they usually have about 20 booths. I think, it's the UU Network. This is just something I wanted to have a presence at, because they would give us,
okay,
they
so
would
I,
give us a table.
If I look up the UU, then I can find it. I mean, they're the main organizer, is it?
I tell you what, I will send you information on that. Okay.
Okay. I hope people know about it.
You're absolutely. I can appreciate that. Okay, so.
And I cannot promise. I got to find out if the buses work that far. You know, because buses don't go everywhere. I'm limited by bus only, so I've got to check. Don't put me for a for sure thing unless the buses for sure get there. Okay, I will let you know if the bus goes far.
That was Tom Harper. No, that was Tom Harper who said he had to drop out. It is 7:03. I would like to stay on the call until, with your indulgence. Is there any objection to us staying on until 7:10?
No.
Okay. So, did somebody object?
No.
Okay. All right. So, Next on the agenda is Pride. Does anybody have any comments about participation in the Pride event?
What's the dates for it?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it is June something. It's in June.
I mean, get in while you can because it's going to be shut down.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Okay, get in while you can because it might be shut down later on in the year.
Oh. Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to put this first on the agenda of our next meeting, okay? Just to throw around some ideas, okay? Okay, and item number G is Amy Goodman. Do you know the date, time, and place of the Amy Goodman event? Anybody?
We don't have any of that. We just are trying to arrange something.
Yeah, it's very, at this point, the whole thing is very speculative. Amy has a documentary that she's in. However, Amy doesn't control the content and Amy doesn't control these screenings. They're starting this in New York. Bob Hanley was on a call with me today and they're trying everything they know to market that film to get more dates, more dinero. And they're just leveraging that back through Pacifica. So right now it's just a business deal and it's one that I'm not sure we even have a part of. Not really. But my proposition is, okay, show the film in Houston. We will buy out the theater and then use those tickets as a fundraiser. But we're a long way from anywhere. I'm not sure that these people that are doing these screenings and doing the promotion are going to want to help us whatsoever.
Okay.
We'll see just where we wind up. If not, okay. We'll try to get Amy back down here for something different.
Okay.
Well, we could do, in the worst case, we could do a Zoom like we did before with Amy during COVID.
Yeah, that would be the worst case.
Yeah. I mean, we made a couple hundred or I don't know how much. I cannot remember. That was during COVID.
All right. Thank you, Nancy, for the suggestion. All right. So we are waiting specifics on Amy Goodman and we will discuss Pride first thing in our April meeting, which is April 7th. Now we're item number 7 on the agenda, which is new business. Is there anything that we haven't discussed that needs to come up? Nancy, you're usually the one that has something. Have anything that we haven't covered?
Well, anybody? If we're going to print more flyers, and it doesn't sound like we are, but if we are, I would like to put call-in shows because people really like to have that option to have the mic, you know, to have access to the mic. So if we tell them we have Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. call-in shows, and then Friday night from 9:45 to 11, shout-outs on the prison show, I think they would find that very unusual and novel and then have the telephone number there. So they don't always say the number. But, I mean, I've written a poster that I carry on my backpack, you know, when I go shopping or I go about twice a week shopping. And I have it on the backpack. And then, you know, in the bus, people might look at it or at the supermarkets. Usually people, sometimes they comment and the people with gray hair may say, oh, I listen to KPFT, but younger people don't. I don't know. I didn't have to say that. But anyway, we need to all five stations, they need to have more call-ins because that's what gets a connection with the listenership. That's what we need. Community radio needs connecting. Okay, I talked enough. Thank you.
Okay, I tell you what, let's do. We have about 3 more minutes. I want to go around and everybody, if there's something that just occurs to you, this is just, we're not going to criticize. We're just contributing ideas. Anybody have any thoughts of how we could maybe promote KPFT a little bit better? Kurt, you want to start? Anything on your mind? Anything occur to you?
Okay. Well, the question is, how can we promote KPFT better?
Mm-hmm. We're just brainstorming, just an idea.
I'm dead in the water. I mean, I think I don't have anything right.
Okay. We'll come back to you. Jerry.
Question.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Rob, let Jerry go. Go, Jerry.
It strikes me. Nancy just reminded us that everybody on this call is gray haired. Mm-hmm. How about we find a couple of the, young programmers such as they exist and invite them here to this meeting for a one shot deal. Please come tell us what we can do. Tell us how to connect with young folks.
Okay.
The only way this place doesn't die is either every one of us gives our entire fortune to it, or if we find young blood.
Okay.
All right. Next would be Rob Lee.
I second Jerry's idea. We're dead in the water without new blood in the next 10 years. But my question would be an informal survey of. We talked about legacy giving. Who is comfortable if the subject came up, like somebody said, I love KPFT. You know, I'd like to do more than just, make a $25 a month donation. Who's comfortable with being able to introduce that idea to somebody that you meet? Everybody that's a board member and on this committee, I hope we'll be comfortable in going through the various options.
So you said something about an informal survey. So
right here, it would anybody say, God, I'd never feel comfortable, or boy, I can do that.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. We'll talk about it. Debbie, did you want to add something?
Yeah, when we were at the old station, and I would go there once a month, and there would be about, six or seven or eight of us there cleaning, and we're there, for hours. And we had so much traffic in and out of people that would just stop by and say, what do you guys do here? And so we took the time to explain what the radio station was about. They came in, they saw lots of literature in there about this and that. There were newspapers and we just were able to talk to them. In my opinion, 4504 is just stuck behind the gate. And anytime I've ever been down there, there's been nobody that comes by. It's like we're isolated. Nobody comes to our station. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of bothersome, because the amount of people that would stop by and ask us what we were and who we were and what we did, to me seemed rewarding. We're behind that fence and we're isolated, except getting out on the radio station, getting out when we go to the parades, getting our clipboards, it's just, how can we become less isolated and get people in to the station just to come in and talk to us? I'm just.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. We put a bulletin board out there by the bars.
Hey,
Okay.
Drive or during the food drive.
Wait a minute. Stop. We're just each making a comment. We're not being critical.
Let me brainstorm. Let me say something. That is a secure property by design. You got people wandering the streets that can cause issues. We've bordered on having those issues. No, we don't want people traipsing through the building. Sorry, Debbie, wrong image. During the food drive, Jack Van Bever sat out on the sidewalk. We had a tent, and people could walk on in. So we had kind of an open house for a Saturday and half a Sunday. Okay. So what you're saying is completely off base and biased by a limited time that you've spent there. People come and go.
Okay.
And we have people there by themselves in the evening. We're not leaving the door open under any circumstance. The gate's locked. You need a fob to get in. Sorry. Okay. We even have bulletproof glass in the studio.
Okay. Stop.
You got to look out for people.
Stop. Listen, this is exactly, excuse me, this is exactly what we don't want to do when we're brainstorming. Okay. I'm not saying any of these things will be implemented, but we're just trying to think of positive ideas. Okay. So Debbie, I appreciate it. And actually the tent out front where you can greet people is one interesting idea that I got from it because I'm trying to stay positive. Anybody else have an idea? Matt, do you have an idea?
Well, I don't know how viable this is, but it occurs to me we have other radio stations in this market that are college radio stations. Are they able to be reached out to? You know, because usually the college radio is a little more hip, I guess you could say. Than like say a regular radio station or just somewhere else where we could get that message out to there. I don't know how viable that is. It just, I hear people saying they want to bring new blood in. Well, you know, that's my idea, you know, just to reach out to,
okay.
to any, cause I don't know what's available now. I know there was Rice and there's one down at Alvin Community College and I'm not sure of the other ones, but I just wonder, you know, if that's something that we would consider doing.
Okay.
Sandy,
No, we are not going to criticize, right? Okay. Anissa, did you have an idea?
Well, I don't care if you criticize me. I mean, no. I can take
anybody it. Anybody else have any ideas? I want to throw out in the pot. I say, we could use our social media to have an open house. We could go on our Facebook page and say, we're having a virtual open house and encourage people to get on and participate somehow. And we could give them a little tour online or something like that. Just for fun. Make it fun. And we could ask questions. We could crack jokes. We could have a talent joke. We could have all kinds of things virtually, to just kind of enthuse people to get to know some people, maybe get to know some programmers and such. Anyway.
I mean, we need to make it like those choking posters or, you know, the fire drills and stuff, and then it's a stop, drop, and roll. And in our case, you know. But, you know, RFK messed a lot of that stuff up, changing the food pyramid, or else I'd say I would compare it to, you know, make it as, you know, inundated as like the food pyramid.
Okay.
well, a suggestion, maybe we could coordinate with staff and give everybody enough lead time so it gets on a calendar. And if we wanted to have an open house, let's say in the fall, think about a theme. Would we want to have a food drive? Would we want to coordinate it with a fundraising period? You know, let's think about something that would make sense in the overall plan of KPFT. So that would be my idea open house, but have it be where people bring stuff by come by and bring their check during a fun drive, but have it be in the fall when it's not so hot.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Go ahead, Nancy.
Somebody mentioned, I think it was Rob, about a survey. You know, we have not done a survey since.
I have to get off the call, folks. Have a good night.
Bye, Sandy. And so we really need a survey. You know, we need to know. We could ask.
we need to think about questions to ask on the survey, like the age. I would like to know ethnicity of our listeners, age, and then the favorite shows, and when do they listen? I would like, you know, questions that this mm-hmm. group can come up with that are really good. Some other kind of comment. Anyway, I think it's really good that we have a survey. We haven't done one in over 10 years.
I agree, Nancy. I agree.
Way overdue. Way yes. overdue.
Okay, everybody, we have to go. There are some people who just got tired. And thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for staying past the 7 p.m. to just humor me with your ideas. And I thought they were all good. They were all a little kernel or a little seed that could maybe turn into something positive. I appreciate you, every one of you. Okay?
Teresa, Teresa, we all here, not to please you, we're all here for KPFT. I just wanted to put that out. So you really don't need to thank me. Grateful would be a better word. We're all here for KPFT.
All right. Thank you all. Have a great evening. All right, okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Merry part.
Bye bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.